to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're seeing, of course, the rising price of gasoline. Why is it rising? Well, it's all manipulated. Basically, it has nothing to do with supply and demand. There's no shortage of oil in the world. There are massive supplies of oil up in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. Why don't we drill for it? Oh, it would take too long to get it down here. Wouldn't do any good. Bill Clinton was saying that, 10 years ago. Oh, it's just going to take too long to get the oil down to the market, so we won't even try to get it down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because they don't want the oil. The oil companies want shortages because they make more money. And, of course, that's why they finance the environmental movement, to block the development of oil here, to raise the prices. Massive supplies off the North Shore of Alaska, massive supplies, certainly off both the East Coast and the West Coast, massive supplies in the Bakken Oil Reserve up around North Dakota and Montana, massive supplies in Colorado, massive supplies in the Gulf. And, of course, what are we doing? Oh, my goodness, we've got to put an embargo and delay, and we can't be drilling down in the Gulf, because there might be another oil leak. And why did they handle it so badly? Why? Because that's how they can justify cutting off during the oil drilling off the North Slope of Alaska, because there was an oil leak in the Gulf. And when you understand this is all contrived to drive up the cost of oil, and not only that, but to cripple our economy, it all begins to make sense. Now, it was last October, middle of October, when Lindsay Williams called me, and of course we try to keep track of all these things through our newsletters, but Lindsay had called me in mid-October, and we did a program on the 1st of November here on the American Freedom Network, covering what Lindsay had told me, and that was the price of oil was going to begin to rise again. At the time we called, it was between $70 and $80 a barrel, and here it is up almost to $113 a barrel. It's all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing happens by accident. Remember what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said? If it happens in politics, it didn't happen by accident. It was planned that way. How do they raise the price of oil? They do it on the commodity markets. It has nothing to do with the amount of supply and demand, but you've got to make the common people feel that. It's supply and demand, and we believe in the free enterprise system. I'm totally in favor of the free enterprise system, but this is not free enterprise. This is monopoly, corporatism, or capitalism, or call it what you will, and behind that is a sinister plan that is going to bring havoc not only to America but to the world. Lindsay Williams is with us this morning. Hi, Lindsay. How you doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing wonderful, and thank you so much for letting me be on your show this morning, because I think it's probably been 2, maybe 3 weeks since I've had the privilege of being with you. Now, you know the gentleman. We cannot give his name over the air because he's retired, and we can give the name, of course, of Mr. Ken Fromm, who passed away about 5 months ago. But this gentleman, within the past 2 weeks, has given me some of the most startling things, and I'm going to give them on your program this morning. You'll remember that 2 years ago, give or take a month or so, you allowed me on your show, and at the time, I had just been given the two-year plan. Now, that was 2 years ago, that the elite were planning on doing in bringing us up to their New World Order pattern to right now. Well, just within the past few days, I have been given the elite's next year and one-half program. Dr. Stan, I am startled, yet on the other hand, I am so glad to be on your show today, because if people will take this to heart, as they did the things that I said on your show 2 years ago, they can spare themselves an immense amount of heartache. So I'm just going to begin and take one point at a time, as it's been given to me. And then, folks, I beg of you to please listen to what the elite is saying. Now, many of you will remember, and I'll just very briefly give this so that you'll know some background. Many of you know that I've been a minister of the gospel for over 50 years. For a number of years ago, I was invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain. And for 3 years' time, I lived with the elite of the world. I sat across the dinner table from them. I lived in the dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, during the building of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And over these years, there are a number of these people, one of whom Dr. Stan knows and has talked with on the phone back before he would no longer talk with anybody except me. And this man has told me some things that are so startling that I feel I must get them out to the world. So for 3 years' time, I lived with those people. They've given me this information. This does not come from tea leaves. This is not a divine revelation. I get all of my material from the elite themselves, who even some of them are concerned because they're retired now, and they realize what's happening to this nation. 2 years ago, when I was on your show, Dr. Stan, you remember that I said that I had just been told by who was then still alive, Mr. Ken Fromm. He said, within 2 years, nearly everyone in America will be working for the government. In that same conversation, he had said to me, within 2 years, you'll not recognize America. In that same conversation, and I gave it over your show 2 years ago, he said, after 2 years, you'll be so poor, you will not be able to do much about it. And then he gave me their timeline in that same conversation that day. And he said, by 2012, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, those were some of the things that he said to me before he passed away. At the time that he had said, Chaplain Williams, I'm so old, it doesn't matter, just go ahead and tell the world everything. And I came on your program and many other programs and said those things and tried my best. I begged, I pleaded, I asked, please, people, listen to what the elite is saying. So I'm going to take these one at a time now. The first statement he made back then, and then I'm going to compare it to today, and then I'm going to tell you what they plan to do for the next year and a half through the year 2012, exactly what you can expect out of the elite of the world if they accomplish what they want.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with Lindsay Williams here in just a moment after the break.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. I guess Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay, you pick up the story.
If anyone in the listening audience has any question whatsoever about what you're about to hear, I beg of you, just a moment ago, Dr. Stan said that he's kept records, and he has very meticulously because he's a meticulous person. And over these past 35 years, everything that the elite have told me has happened exactly as they've said it. Now, if you have any question whatsoever about what you're hearing this morning as to what they're going to do for the next year and a half, go back and look at the record, and then you decide for yourself whether it's worth listening to or not. The reason I'm giving you these things is because I want to save you heartaches. And when these people tell me things, I consider it a divine appointment that I must tell people what they say. I feel a moral obligation to tell you so that you can prepare your household in light of what the elite plan to do. Now, I'll go to the statement that I was just beginning to give at the time we took the station break. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. I want to give you the latest statistics as of last week. There are 300 million people in America. Now, I hope you have pencils and paper. You are going to want to write down some details today that I'm giving you, and then I will give you exactly what their prognosis of this is. There are 300 million people in America, approximately. 50 million are on Medicare. Now, remember that statement that Mr. Fromm said to me 2 years ago, and I came on Dr. Stan's program just a matter of days after that and said this is what the elite's plans are for the next 2 years. Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Now, you tell me, according to these latest statistics that just came out from the United States government, if Mr. Ken Fromm was right. He is one of the elitists. He was the main person at Prudhoe Bay for Atlantic Richfield. He developed the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field. He and I became very close friends after my experience of living with these people for 3 years, and he has continually given me things up until the time he passed away just recently. 300 million people in America, 50 million are on Medicare, 45 million people are on food stamps. One-third of America is being supported by the United States government in some form. One in six Americans get money from the government in some manner. Only 66.8% of the men in America have a job. Now, folks, how close are we getting to what this gentleman gave the statement to me back 2 years ago? Within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. I mean, we are coming down to them doing exactly what they want to do. The name of the game is control. The standard currency in the world of crude oil. You have seen the American dollar plummet just recently. And you can see the hand of the people doing, the elite, doing exactly what they want to do. Now, you'll remember that back 2 years ago also, I gave the expression that had just been given to me entitled The Devil's Messiah. I'm coming back to this because I'm beginning to see this take place so rapidly, and then what I have just been given as to what they're going to do over the next year and a half in order to fulfill their timeline of the end of 2012, it involves the subject of the devil's Messiah, because basically it is the method whereby the new world order, which is the elite, they're the ones that devised every bit of this. The devil's Messiah program of the new world order is being brought to a head so rapidly through the Muslim Brotherhood. Folks, I hope you're getting this, because what is taking place in the Middle East right now is a plan of the changing of the moral structure of much of the Middle East. It is going to go all over Europe. It likewise is going to spread more and more into America. I don't know what I'm going to try to contact him today, if I can, and find out what the killing of Osama bin Laden has to do with all of this. I don't know. At this point, I do not know, but I know one thing. What I've been given just in the past week or two as to how the New World Order is bringing to a head that devil's Messiah program to completely demoralize and change the structure of the United States of America in order to bring in the program that they want to bring in within the next year and a half. Now, let's go to the next part of this subject. And they have talked about this numbers of times just recently. I was watching what happened to the dollar on Friday. I'm sure many of you were appalled, as I was. On Friday, the United States dollar went to 72.92. We sat here literally stunned, because this isn't supposed to happen, and a nation still hold together. Now, let me try to explain what this dollar index is and how it affects us so much. Take the 10 top currencies of the world and average them. Then on any given day, take the purchasing value of the American dollar and compare it to these 10 top currencies, and you come up with the dollar index. The dollar has always, as long as anybody has remembered, as long as crude oil has been used, as long as our modern-day society has been here, we have had the American dollar as the reserve currency of the world. It is literally collapsing. When the American dollar got to 75, all of us thought that the world was coming to an end, so to speak. When it went to 72.92 on Friday, we knew that the elite of the world were bringing about the initiation of a new currency. Now, the World Bank has been announcing this recently. And when I think back on what these people have told me over the years, I remember one day Mr. Fromm said to me, he said, "Chaplain, whenever it gets to the place that the Federal Reserve is buying its own debt," he said, "it's all over with." He said, "the dollar is done." And they've been doing that now for 6, 8, 9 months. And when I watched the dollar index fall on Friday to 72.92, I watched gold literally jump. It was leaping, and silver to new price heights. I realized that everything that this man had told me over these past years is coming to pass precisely. They are on time with their program. They are doing exactly what they have told me over these years that they were going to do, and we're seeing the culmination of much of this right now. Now, let me take this subject of gold and silver for a moment, because it is so vitally important. And by the way, before I do this, let me say, I do not sell gold. I do not sell silver. You couldn't buy an ounce from me if you contacted me, if you knew how to get in touch with me. I am not representing any company. I am merely telling you the facts of what the elite have told me, and in particular what Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away. Now, about a week ago, gold and silver prices went down. They went down quite considerably for a very short period of time. I had numbers of phone calls, Dr. Stan, people. In fact, one of my good friends called me on the phone. He said, well, Lindsay, he said, for the first time, you're going to be wrong. I said, no, not me. What the elite have told me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it looks like gold and silver has finally peaked out, and it's going to level off right here. And he said, some people are giving thought to being able to sell their gold and silver. I said, don't you do it. I said, don't you listen to any of this. I said, mark my words. Within a matter of days, it is going to skyrocket again. In fact, I'll tell you where it's going. I'll tell you right now. Gold is going to $3,000 an ounce. You're going to see silver go to $75 to $100 an ounce. Well, it stayed that way for maybe a week. And all of a sudden, after Mr. Bernanke gave his synopsis of what the Federal Reserve is going to do again with QE, with quantitative easing, and what they were going to do in relation to the interest rate and not going to raise it, did you notice that within a matter of minutes after that, that gold went up to $1,530. It actually closed about over $1,550, I think, on Friday. Silver went up to $48 an ounce. I wanted to call my friends back and say, folks, I hope you didn't sell that gold and silver. Now, folks, many of you will remember that 2 years ago, I was on the phone with this gentleman, and I said, what can I do? Now, back then, you could buy gold for $600, $650 an ounce. And when I was on the phone with him, and I asked him, I said, well, how can I spare myself? How can I put food on the table? The dollar is collapsing. What am I going to do? I was concerned about my own family. And he said, Chaplain, there's only one thing that is going to maintain purchasing power. And he said, that is our currency. And I said, what is your currency? He said, it's gold and silver. Well, after he explained to me how that you can't trust real estate, how that you can't trust the dollar, how you can't trust paper, and he had made the statement to me, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I came back on this radio station with you, Dr. Stan, and every station I could get on across America, and I begged, I pleaded, I did everything but get down on my knees and plead with you to go and buy every piece of gold and silver you could buy. And if you'll remember, at that time, you could have bought it for $600 to $650 an ounce. As of Friday, you would have to pay $1,550 an ounce for that same gold. Folks, don't you wish you had listened to the elite? I have been begging with you. I've been pleading with you now for a number of years. These people tell you in advance what they're going to do if you know how to listen to what they're saying. If you had bought that gold for $600 an ounce back then, you today could take that same piece of gold and sell it for $1,550 plus the premium. You could take that silver that you could have bought back then for $12 an ounce. You could sell it for over $50 an ounce today. And while the dollar is plunging in the dollar index to 72.92 close on Friday, you today would not have lost one penny. In fact, you would have made not what you make in the 401ks, not what you make in your retirement fund, not what you make in your IRA. You would have made what the elite are making because their currency is going where they want it to go. So I'm coming back today on Dr. Stan's program to tell you what is going to happen for the next year and a half. I know we're coming up on a session break here. So I just want to tell you, in relation to, number one, nearly everybody will be working for the federal government. They intend in the next year and a half time to put more and more people on the federal payroll by every method they possibly can. And I had a doctor. Oh, my gracious. I'll talk about this.